Trying again like that because it's almost the end of day two, but not quite yet. It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast. This time, I'm in the Falcor defense booth with my friend John Bartolo. John, welcome to the podcast. We got a lot to talk about when it comes to custom AR rifles, but there's more than just that. So that's where we'll start. What do you got sitting there?
Well, thanks for having me, John.
You bet, man.
We got a bunch of stuff here today. We're showing off a lot of different stuff. One of the things we're working on right now is a 6.5 Grendel. One of the calibers we've been dying to do over at Falcor for a long time. Super excited about it. This is one of our urban camo patterns that we've been working on over at Falcor, and the Grendel's definitely one we've had our eye on for a while.
That's one of the things that I first noticed about Falcor, and that's what kind of drew me to the company when we first met. Automotive finishes on firearms. In this case, it's a lot more than just a paint job, though. We've got a full ambidextrous large charge handle. That appears to be one of y'all's. It's marked as such. But in 6.5 Grendel, that was a caliber that was really popular a few years ago and has kind of tapered off with others going towards the 6.5 Creedmoor. This one's back in Grendel because it keeps you in the AR-15 platform as opposed to forcing you into the AR-10 platform.
I mean, we wanted to come out with something that complemented our, you know, AR-15 lower and something that wasn't, you know, we do everything big. And
right.
We tend to do 6.5s, 300 Win Mag, 308. We wanted to do something that complemented the varmint guys and some smaller medium game type guys. So the 6.5 Grendel's definitely one that we've had our eye on for a while.
And
so
we're using Dracos barrels?
Yep. The Dracos barrel is something that we're putting standard pretty much on every single one of our rifles with the exception of the standard rifle, which we'll be launching for Leo military folks. Be a little more of affordable program. It's going to have a standard steel barrel in it. That's going to be the only one that's not going to offer the Dracos.
Fully ambi
mirrored controls. We call them mirrored controls over at Falcor. These are something we're really proud of. You have pretty much the same controls mirrored on either side.
Sure.
So you're able to, you know, get your bolt forward, drop your mag, select your fire.
Super slick stuff.
Yep.
Ballpark price point for somebody who's wanting to look into AR-15 platform.
So we're launching our standard for civilians. We're going to try to come in at about $1,700-$1,800 on that one. But for the most part, with the Dracos barrel, when you get one of these soup to nuts with all the paint on it, everything, you're looking at about $2,700-$2,800.
Okay, so not out of the realm.
Yep.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
This other one that's sitting here, this big blue
that
monster.
That is the Petra, John.
Yes.
So the 300 Win Mag is our flagship rifle. It's a gas gun and 300 Win Mag caliber. We're super proud of this. Obviously, this is one of our babies right here. And you see it here in full blue, big sky coloring, made in Montana. We love our 300 Win Mag. Our Petra is our best seller and hands down one of the best calibers for North American hunting.
Now, we did a Luth AR on here.
Yep, we did a Luth stock. We've had a long relationship with Luth. We're super proud of that relationship. We've been with them for a long time. And, again, you have full ambi controls here, Hogue grip, Trigger Tech trigger in here, adjustable, and you have your Dracos barrel and your bipod from Falcor.
Really awesome. Really, really cool stuff.
Yep.
I mean, it's fun because not only are you folks who are hearing me over the podcast, those who are watching on Facebook can see this monster, and it is really something to behold. And it is, it just has that tactile feel. Like, everything is smooth, but everything is also there for a reason. There's detents, and like you said, the mirrored controls, everything really, really nice. Now, it's not just rifles. You guys are turning your attention into other things.
That's right, John. We're doing a whole bunch of different stuff here. Our customers, we listened to our customers' feedback. They wanted more in the brand. So we got into this partnership, and it's co-branded with Topps, where we were going to come out with some of our own blades so folks could partake in this relationship. We Cerakoted the blades. We wanted to make sure that they got some nice grips on them. And folks were able to buy something that wasn't necessarily a firearm.
So, fixed blade.
Yep, we have two different styles here. Fixed blade. One is the Dragon's Claw.
Yeah, this one's a Dragon's Claw 93, it says. What's the steel in this? Do you know?
Stainless.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. And then G10 in the grips?
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. And then, in addition, we're talking parts. We've got, you know, you can do one of the Mach 15 charge handles.
Yep.
Ambidextrous charge handle. You can do
an Optimus stock. I mean, the Optimus PDW stock is something we developed in-house to complement our, you know, short barrel rifle program and give folks an opportunity to have a collapsible stock on their rifles and do something, you know, because everything we do is kind of, you know, large, big caliber. We wanted to give people the chance to maybe tone it down and have something that was collapsible.
That's awesome.
And offer a PDW.
That is a... We've pretty much hit all of the high points from Dracos, but there's other things in life. Mm-hmm. Physical preparedness.
Yep.
I talked at great length with Real World Tactical,
mm-hmm.
and he's out training people. It's a general physical preparedness, and it's obvious. Folks can see, because this is a video podcast, you're physically prepared.
Yep. Tony's an old friend of mine. Tony's like a brother to me. We've been working together for many years. Tony came over to Falcor and said, you know, I think I can really help you guys out. And we were super happy to have him come over and work with us. Tony in his training, you know, Tony and I met about 5 years ago, and we started training together and we started working together. And he really helped me up my game and understand more and more the tactical side and the importance of training and preparedness. And it's something that's really hit home. And we're just so excited to have him here. And when we launch our standard LE rifle, it's going to be super, super exciting to have him on board and have him giving us some feedback and helping us
with
that development. So.
Well, we're going to have an opportunity for folks to lay hands on these here in another couple of months. This summer, we're both all going to be at TriggerCon.
Yes, we are. We've had a long relationship with Rain Air Arms. TriggerCon in Tacoma is a great experience. A lot of fun to get out to the West Coast.
Yeah, man.
That's about as far west as we can get, John, and it's still, you know, 2A country. So for us in this industry, we're always trying to, you know, build markets and create customer base, and super happy to get out there and work with those guys. They've been resilient, to say the least, in developing that Northwest
market. It's a beautiful time of year to go to the Pacific Northwest, so that'll be in July. If folks want to know more about that, TriggerCon.com.
Yep.
What about finding out more about Falcor Defense?
Sure. If you want to learn more about Falcor Defense, for starters, we have a great customer service team. Feel free to call in if you have questions. I know a lot of folks have questions about the calibers and what to buy and what's going to suit their needs, but also www.falcordefense.com is always a great page to go, or our Instagram or our Facebook pages, Falcor Defense or at Falcor Defense.
There you go. We nailed them all, man.
Yeah.
More from the NRA's annual meetings. Stay tuned.